Wednesday, October 10th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The Register headline was, Trump claims Dems would end ethanol. They added that there's no indication that's true, both parties back E15, unquote. Let's back way up. Ethanol has never been much about political parties. Support and opposition has been regional rather than partisan. Iowa GOP senators have strongly promoted biofuels, while Texas GOP senators have just as strongly opposed it, regardless of party. Trump jumped in to support ethanol because he thought that it would help him beat Ted Cruz in the GOP presidential primary in Iowa. He allied with the Branstads. Steve King, who is the worst congressman ever in Iowa relative to his ethanol position, supported Ted Cruz for president, throwing us under the bus, putting his ideology first. King said that Cruz was not a threat to ethanol, and that was not true. The RFS provided clauses for potential hardship waivers. Texas Governor, now Energy Secretary Rick Perry, applied for a waiver from the RFS when corn prices went to $7 a bushel, blaming high corn prices and feed costs for Texas feedlots on ethanol. That was bunk. Refineries such as Carl Icahn's and CHS also applied for RIN waivers so they would not have to comply with the RFS. These waivers were all denied by the Obama administration. They held to the RFS as written. The Trump administration quietly approved all of these RIN waivers, reportedly going back years, destroying 2.25 billion gallons of RFS blending. He did not mention that on the stage in Council Bluffs. FAPRI says that they will effectively reduce the RFS corn ethanol blending requirement from 15 billion gallons to 13.7 billion gallons with these RIN waivers. Cheaper RINs let blenders opt to buy a RIN rather than blend ethanol. That is why gasoline prices have gone up and ethanol prices did not. Carl Icahn and CHS got their RIN waivers approved in a very untransparent manner. Then Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack fought for ethanol within the Obama administration and strongly promoted help from USDA for retailers putting in blenders pumps. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue thought it would be a good idea to assign all ethanol exports a RIN, therein creating over a billion more of them to dilute the price of RINs further, making them cheaper for refineries to buy so they would not have to blend ethanol. He's no friend of the industry. Grassley and Ernst fought this and stopped it. Grassley has so far saved the RFS from a worse fate than has already been rendered upon it by the Trump administration. Grassley has saved ethanol from Trump. Joni Ernst is our junior senator. When she ran for the GOP nomination for her seat, she was not a strong ethanol RFS supporter. I actually supported Sam Clovis for his stronger ethanol RFS position. Ernst has since followed Grassley's lead, becoming a very good friend of the ethanol industry. She's on my good list now. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The Obama administration did nothing to hurt the RFS, as Trump has done, but it also did nothing much to help it. It indirectly helped ethanol demand through higher CAFE fuel mileage standards. It took high compression engines to meet them that perform best on ethanol. Trump is now reducing those CAFE standards. Obama did not approve an E15 vapor waiver. Obama never used the word ethanol in his vocabulary, seemingly on purpose. The Obama administration frustrated the ethanol industry by its lack of promotion. They did not harm the RFS, but they did not buck big oil either. There were many in the ethanol industry who were very happy when Trump was elected, thinking that they had a great benefactor for ethanol in the White House. Boy, have they been surprised since. The approval of all those RIN waivers was quite a shock to them. Trump was wanting to win favor from the petroleum industry, so came up with a means to undermine the RFS for them. He is still trying to buy them off with additional market reforms for RINs described as transparency, which is really just code for reducing RIN values further, making it easier for refineries to avoid blending ethanol. The corn market had no positive response to the E15 announcement because there was none warranted. President Trump was claiming promise made, promise kept on E15 this week. Year-round E15 will have potential to help the ethanol and corn markets if they'll blend it. I'm skeptical that given blenders are opting to buy cheaper RINs instead of blend E10, why they would blend E15. Time will tell. The market relationship between unleaded gasoline and ethanol should be supporting stronger blending, and refiners are not responding to the market. Trump's trade war has also brought retaliatory tariffs on ethanol and DDG exports to China. So far, the record is, if Trump is as good as you can get as support for ethanol, then we do not need any other enemies. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.